guess it's one of the weeks where I'm going to talk about things I don't usually try to get involved in, but they do have to do with organic and healthy living. They have to do with our world. And it's time, I think, I at least do a little bit of information on this because things have changed again. As far as I'm concerned, the COVID-19 pandemic's over for me, at least until a vaccine-defeating virus emerges of some kind. And they've just announced, I happen to be on, I've taken Moderna quite early. Now they're telling me it's going to last even longer than I thought, so I feel good about that. So I'm not the only one that reaches this conclusion. You know, restaurants are filling up. I happen to go by the airport. Flights are getting full. The shopping malls no longer worry about social distancing. I've noticed bar stools have bottoms in them. I mean, like, our bottoms. There's people sitting around. I do keep a mask in my back pocket just in case, but my patience is kind of running thin on some of these people. I am vaccinated, and anyone over the age of 12 can easily now obtain a vaccination almost anywhere you live. There are a few good excuses for not getting the shot, okay? The time's come for vaccine refusers, though, to take personal responsibility for their hesitancy. Society must stop coddling them by ordering everyone else to take burdensome precautions like still wearing masks. Those of us that are vaccinated are pretty doggone safe, even from the new current variant, from what they can tell. Airline flights provide a useful scenario. As a vaccinated person, I have little chance of contracting COVID on an airplane. The odds are so low that they should not warrant a mask requirement of any kind, as far as I'm concerned, for me. I spent a year advocating mask, but it's time to move on. And here's where I kind of go away from the average. The people who are taking a risk are the unvaccinated people, since they are inconveniencing the majority of the rest of us. We have the right to ask why they're not taking this essential health precaution. I'll guarantee you, most of you that are listening to this, when you get your kids or your grandkids and put them in the car, you put a seatbelt around them because you know it's safer. And for those of you who smoke, first, quit. It's not good for you. Secondly, you don't go smoking in the aisles of Walmart or on the airplane. It's just not socially acceptable or the right thing to do for the majority of us. It's the same with the vaccination. It's for the other people. You might think you're Mr. Macho and you're not going to catch anything, but I got news for you. You can give it to me. I'm in my mid-70s with a lung problem. I don't need you breathing on me. And now with this new variant, they claim it literally is airborne. Let me give you a number. Out of 1.8 million people, I'm on that 60s, like 1.8 with 6 zeros on it. 1.8 million people, 21 that were vaccinated had an allergic reaction to the particular vaccine they took. 21. You're way more likely to get hit by lightning or bit by a rattlesnake or run over by a pickup truck. This is according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And incidentally, even of those 21 people, 70% of them had their reaction within 15 minutes, and that's why they make you kind of loiter around and hang around for 20 or 30 minutes just to make sure that you're not going to have a problem. But it is a minute percentage of the people that have any trouble whatsoever with the vaccination. So that's far less than even 1% of the population. And while they must certainly take precautions, that does exist, the authorities should allow the rest of us to resume our regular lives without being endangered by somebody that just says, well, I don't need the shot or I don't take the shot. Again, it's I get you arrested if I see your kid running around in the car and doesn't have a seatbelt on. If I see it, I'll call. What I'm worried about is the 30% of American adults who have not received their first dose. They are why public health officials want to keep mask requirements in place. In other words, the vaccine hesitant are holding the rest of us back. They're a deficit to the rest of society. Knowing what we now know, if there was ever a time to more or less force people to take some personal responsibility, this is it. I still reside in Texas, so I'll talk about Texas. Half of Texans, Republicans, I guess, mostly, hate to say that, told the university pollsters they do not intend to get vaccinated. Folks, they should embrace this high stakes chance to live their values. Let's strike a balance between personal liberty and government regulation. We do it all the time. Everything we get, well, how fast can we go? What do you want to do? Stop the state patrolman from stopping us at 120 miles an hour? We have to consider government regulations when the people won't do it on their own. I guess if the unvaccinated want to wander around without a mask and expose themselves to the virus, let them. Infection, after all, is one path to immunity if it doesn't kill you. But what they can't do is give it to me. And that's what they're doing now. They're putting my life in jeopardy by their ignorance. If you're unlucky and suffer a permanent disability, well, you were warned if you're unvaccinated. Here's the other thing we shouldn't do. My kicker. Anti-vaxxers should have to pay their own COVID-related health expenses, insurance plans. Medicare and Medicaid should not have to pay for someone whose feckless behavior leads them to fall ill on their own. If they're stupid enough to do it, they should have to pay for it. I took the time and I got a vaccination when it was still hard to get. Why should my insurance, my premiums, or my tax dollars go to pay the COVID-19 bills of someone who chose not to get a jab? Yes, they have the liberty to skip the shot, but they should have to be responsible for all of the cost that they incur for not getting the vaccination when it was available to them for free. And one other of the little things I'll pick on while we're doing it, and I have a personal kick to this. We also have the right to expect frontline workers to live up to their responsibilities. Hospitals and clinics exist to treat sick people, especially those currently with COVID-19. Requiring vaccinations makes perfect sense. If for no other reason, because healthcare companies need to keep their healthcare expenses down also. I am a PA from years past. I was an ophthalmic assistant, now called physician's assistant, and I wouldn't think of going into an operation room like I did for years with COVID-19 the way it's running right now and not have gotten my vaccination when it's available. I shouldn't even be allowed in the operating room. Here in Texas, for instance, Houston Methodist Hospital did the right thing, I think. They got rid of 150 or so health workers, so-called health workers, I'd say that, who would not get vaccinated. Some of them could be asymptomatic carriers, they don't know, they haven't been checked, and could have distributed the virus to patients unable to get inoculated or that hadn't got vaccinated and were already ill. More health institutions need to follow that particular lead, because people don't need to be working with sick people when they have not gotten themselves a vaccination that, again, I can't get over the fact, doesn't cost them anything but a little bit of their own time. And a lot of places will even pay for your time away to go and get your vaccination. I sure don't fly like I used to. As a matter of fact, I was a private pilot for years, but I mean certainly in commercial airlines. But airlines should require flight crews to get vaccinated to protect the customers and reduce their healthcare cost overall. If someone cares so little for the public they serve, they should choose another career. Don't go working with people if you're not willing to get yourself as healthy as you can. The same applies to anyone who lays hands on another to make a living of any kind. Just homebound nurses or anybody. Those vaccine deniers talk a good game about their freedom, but sadly, society does not do enough to hold them responsible for their uninformed wrong decisions. This failure has profound economic cost and creates what I call a free rider problem. It's easy to reject a vaccine if you don't have to pay the financial cost of your illness. This is the persistent problem with libertarian thinking. Adherents tend to take all the liberties and accept none of the consequences. I'm kind of tired of wearing a mask. I've been very faithful about it. Participating in public health, theater, and signaling virtue, trying to be the good guy. We need to resume business as usual and let the chips fall where they may. There's little doubt that the vaccines that we've come up with work quite well if you'll just be smart enough to get them for the good of you, Not for you. Maybe you've got little children. Maybe you've got grandparents. You come across other people in your life that are way, way more susceptible to this problem than you. You owe it to them. And I guess I should say here, because I try to stay out of politics. It's, you know, don't ever talk politics or religion with anybody unless you want to get in trouble. But this isn't politics. This is common sense. This is brain power. This is the fact that we came up with the vaccinations for measles, mumps, polio, yellow fever, malaria. Finally, it looks like we're going to... come on, folks. Use a brain. This is time that we need to think about others that are around us, not just ourselves and our independent so-called rights without thoughts for the rest of the people who have every much as right to be here as you or I do. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters. And yes, I'll get into my gardening. I'll get into some more of my natural stuff. But it's just so much going on with the tremendous heat waves and this resistance to something that's basically good for all of us. Yes, we have individual rights. So do the people around you. And you're inhibiting their rights because of what you're doing.